Vince Herman was one of the founding members of Leftover Salmon, which blended some bluegrass, rock and country, Cajun Zydeco, to create one of the more popular jam band sounds throughout the 90s and 2000s. After Leftover Salmon shifted gears down a little bit, Vince Herman started Great American Taxi, and they've released two albums, Streets of Gold, Reckless Habits, and we have Vince here with us today. How are you, Vince?
Hey, festival!
The journey to get to Vince Herman has finally happened after 3 days. We promised you this interview like Wednesday and then Thursday, and then we kept getting pushed off. At one point, you were at a payphone. Is that correct, Vince?
Yeah, I was trying my best to have that old-school technology payphone experience. Since my cell phone died, I didn't have my charger on me, all kind of things happened. But, you know, it's tough to hit a moving target, you know? we're in the taxi driving around all the time.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up. I need to start off with a theme we've been going with in the Grand Targhee interviews, which is, where did the band name come from? All these folks seem to have interesting stories.
Well, ironically, I just did an interview with Ski Magazine and told them about the origins of it. My buddy Peter, an old college friend, described my skiing style as that of a Great American Taxi, kind of lumbering down the hill, large, out-of-control object, kind of sliding down the road at you. And you know, we were looking for a name for the band, and I had mentioned that, and we ended up going with it.
You're going to be performing on a ski mountain.
Yes.
Here in a few days.
That's pretty good, man. I can get some turns in while performing. Love it up there, man.
You've been here before. Were you here with Leftover Salmon when they came with Blues Traveler? Am I thinking that's part of the same?
That's right. Yeah, we played at the base of the ski area there, too.
Yeah, that was over at Snow King, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the area in town, yeah.
I really liked One of These Days off of your guys' new album, Reckless Habit. Are there any noticeable differences between Leftover Salmon and Great American Taxi that some of your fans may be interested in hearing about?
Yeah, you know, it goes a little more like maybe towards the New Orleans thing. We call it Americana Without Borders. You know, much like the Salmon thing was all over the place, too. You know, we don't really try to pigeonhole ourselves too tightly into what we do, but we call it Americana because it's kind of roots-based sort of stuff, but no banjos.
Well, we won't take up too much of your time. We never know when this phone connection might drop off here, but one thing I'd like to ask you, what is the longest kind of jam you've ever been a part of where you've had just one song going for a certain amount of time?
Well, that was probably at a festival called Dead on the Creek down in Northern California, and we played a 7-hour set at that festival. got a little carried away, you know, at that festival, that's for sure. And I think we probably did a song that was an hour long.
Can you get us a copy of that? Because sometimes when I'm working on the air here in the morning, I'll have to go to the bathroom. And I've played Paradise by the Dashboard Light so many times, some of the Doors songs, The End. What was the name of that hour-long song you did?
It was a bluegrass medley that starts off with Jack London and kind of goes to Nobody's Business and who knows where from there. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, pick every bluegrass song in G that kind of can go together.
July 18th, the date is when you'll be here. Looks like it's an early afternoon show around 2 o'clock.
Nice. So that'll be a fine day.
Thank you a lot for your time. I'm glad we finally tracked you down. You cannot stop the Great American Taxi.
Thanks a lot, man. Check us out at greatamericantaxi.com, and we'll see you on Sunday.